It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Dwayne Johnson calls for a stunt double, who does The Rock turn to?
Yo, police!
When Ham the AstroTurf said, no more space flights. Who did great minds at NASA turn to?
Yo, police!
Now, this world-renowned actor slash daredevil has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only, he's the poster child for no cloning, Paul LaVoy.
Watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. A very special show today. Why? Well, it's Tuesday, June 16th, 2026, number one. Number two, we have, I want to say a unicorn, but not really, but you are kind of. Today, you're a Democrat in Mojave County.
Is that a unicorn?
A little bit. I'm not singling you out.
I've been here twice. Don't forget, I've been here twice.
I know you have. Yeah. That's Nick Mansour. He's a Democrat running for Arizona State Treasurer. And I feel like he's my best friend. The way you walked in, don't take that the wrong way, listeners, all right? I'm just saying. No,
we can be friends.
They will wait outside like a circle with stones in their hand, right? Like a stoning?
Yeah. For you or for me?
For me.
For you. Oh.
No, you're okay.
Oh, all right.
You're okay. You're a registered Democrat. I'm a party not declared.
Oh, is that right?
I'm a PND.
I didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That's interesting.
Keeps me out of the fray, right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. I didn't realize that.
Oh, is that good?
Well, I mean, it's wherever you are is fine.
That's funny. Anyway, our phone line is open, folks. 928-854-5687. 928-854-KNTR. Or you can text us at 928-727-5566. And, you've been on Common Ground before.
Yes.
I was the board operator.
Yes.
And fortunately I was, because then I could do my, you know, big time producing skills and talk to your person, Tracy, over here.
Yes.
And Tracy Spellman, right?
Spellmeyer.
I was thinking Spellman like the, there's a pro football player who was a linebacker. Chris,
oh, yeah. Yes, right.
For the Lions.
Yes, I remember him.
That's why I was thinking Spellman. But anyway, Tracy Spellmeyer made all of this happen. She just kind of directs you, right?
Oh, she's in charge of my schedule. And,
is that it?
Yes. Yeah, she's doing a great job.
So we met on Common Ground, and now you're here, which is interesting that you're live, right? The other two treasurer candidates, one on the phone, one live but recorded.
Yeah.
And you thought that was kind of peculiar, but...
Well, I think you got to show up, so we're here.
I like that.
Okay,
I like that a lot. No, it shows a lot of ownership. But tell me your understanding of the role of Arizona State Treasurer, and why does it matter to everyday Arizonans? What matters about your office the office that you're going for?
I think there's three primary things a treasurer does. The first is a treasurer is the state's chief banking officer. So the treasurer doesn't actually collect the taxes, but once the taxes are collected, mm-hmm. the treasurer holds them in very safe investments, disperses them to the agencies and departments at the right time per the budget. So that's the first role. The second is the treasurer's the chief investment officer. We have a $10 billion endowment fund in our state primarily for the benefit of education, and the treasurer oversees that. That's a very important role that many people don't know much about. And then last but not least, the treasurer is our chief financial officer. And I think there's two things to that. One is making sure we're spending the right money on the right things and advocating. both with a bully pulpit to the public, but also advocating down at the State House with the legislators and the mm-hmm. governor. The treasurer doesn't report to the governor. The treasurer is an elected official, and you and I should be considering the treasurer as just one more person we're electing to advocate for policies we want.
What did you say the amount of the endowment is?
The endowment is about $10 billion.
Billion with a B?
Billion with a B.
Okay.
Yeah.
When
the chief banking officer side is over $20 billion, just to give you an idea.
So just for my personal edification, when is an endowment really worth its weight in gold? When it's in the billions, or can it be millions? I'm not familiar with the process.
Well, yeah. So, it obviously depends on the endowment, but usually, just like ours does, endowments disperse a certain amount of money every year from their fund. Right. We are currently only dispersing 2.5%. That's not a lot for an endowment to disperse, but 2.5% times $10 billion is $250 million a year. That's money that goes into our general fund uh-huh. that we use on education. So it's a lot of money. So for sure, when you're in the billions of dollars, it matters.
Okay, so the 2.5%, is that the yield we get every year then we send it out?
That's not the yield. Uh-huh. That is what we actually send out, 2.5%.
I see.
Okay?
Okay.
The yield is what we make off of the investments.
What's your professional background? Kind of walk us through how it's prepared you for this role.
Yep. Okay, great. So I've been an entrepreneur for the last 30 years, almost 30 years. I've been building businesses. I've never run for public office before. I'm not a politician.
Well, get one of the businesses, for example.
Yeah, and the most recent one was Arizona College of Nursing.
Okay.
When I got there, I was chairman and CEO for almost 14 years. Wow. When I got there, it was one school, about 450 students, and about $110 million in revenue. Sorry. Mm-hmm. When I left, we had 21 campuses, 7,500 students, over $200 million in revenue. So I've managed a lot of money. I've managed budgets. I've grown businesses using the resources wisely. Beyond that, I do have a business degree from Stanford Business School. So, I've got some educational training around finance as well.
Did you get into Stanford right out of high school?
I did go to Stanford out of high school, too. Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
That must have been something all on its own, the admissions process.
Well, this is a long time ago.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's still Stanford.
It's still a lot. It's an honor, and it was a great school, and I'm glad I went. Changed my life.
Now you got Christian McCaffrey, and Richard Sherman.
You are a football guy.
Yes, I am.
Yes, we have both of them.
I'm both
for sure.
Footballs, by the way.
Both
I'm a big-time World
that right?
Cup guy.
Okay,
yes,
well, I could probably only talk American football.
I'm a big-time World Cup guy. So what professional credentials do you hold that are most relevant to the state treasurer's office, like for trading or investing, for example?
Yeah, well, an MBA is obviously a certification, and then I've been investing other people's money for a long time in various businesses and managing that money well.
Oh, okay. Can you give me an example?
Sure. I mean, Arizona College of Nursing is the prime example, to be honest with you.
Okay. Is that in Tucson?
Arizona College of Nursing is headquartered in Phoenix. We do have four campuses in Tucson, or Phoenix, rather. We have one campus in Tucson. We've got, I'm not sure today, at probably 20 in various states in addition to that.
You say we, like there's a lot of ownership there. Are you still affiliated with them?
I am still on the board. Okay. I still own a part of the school, but I'm a very small minority owner at this point.
Because when I say we, when in relation to the Arizona Cardinals, I never played for them.
Right.
I'm just a big-time fan. So,
yeah.
What motivated you to run for state treasurer then?
Yeah. Look, I love our state. Our state's been great to me and my family. I grew up here, and we live in a great state. And I'm running for the treasurer's office to make Arizona the best place to live, to work, and to raise a family. And we have a lot of great things going for us. We do have some issues that we need to address: cost of living, inflation, our education. These are things that that the treasurer can address, and that's why I'm doing this.
So let's talk about Kimberly Yee for a moment.
Yep.
Current state treasurer.
Yep.
One of the Republican candidates says she's doing a great job. The other Republican candidate says, we could do better.
Yeah.
Where are you on this?
Yeah. Well, I'm probably someplace in between. Okay. I think it depends. As I said at the beginning, there's three hats that that the treasurer wears. And I think the very first hat, the chief banking officer, she's doing fine. Are there improvements? I'm sure we can make improvements there. I would say the chief investment officer, the second hat, is where we need to make significant improvements. And I'm really looking forward ahead into the future. Mm-hmm. And this $10 billion asset is a huge asset for us as a state. And there are 10 other states that have an asset like this, an endowment fund like this. None of them invest the money like we do. They all do something different. And it's this is a mixture of quote red and quote blue states, Texas, Wyoming, Utah. None of them do what we do. If we did what they do, we'd be making hundreds of millions of dollars more each year, tax-free. Mm-hmm. Nobody has to pay anything. Over the last 12 years, it's amounted to probably roughly $3 billion. And again, that's tax-free. Nobody has to do anything. It's for the benefit of education. We need to address how we're investing those funds. It's been 28 years since we've invested those. So I think that's the main area of improvement. But I will go on and say the last hat is chief financial officer. I'm also running to eliminate waste. We have some glaring examples of that today, and the treasurer can do more there as well.
Expand on that. How so?
Well, you know, you may not know this. Maybe you are aware this is getting some press. But your taxpayer dollars, my taxpayer dollars, are reimbursing people for things like jewelry, kitchen appliances, trips to SeaWorld, buying Legos.
Are we talking about ESAs?
We are talking about the homeschooling portion of ESAs.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about.
I've heard the allegations.
You've heard the allegations. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's where the treasurer
can do a lot more. I'm not the candidate.
So yeah. Well, that's where the treasurer can do a lot. Okay. This is waste. This is money that's not going where we want it to go. There are a lot of fine people who are homeschooling their kids. If I was them, I'd be super upset about this because it is drawing into question the entire program. And all we need to do is stop. We have a saying in the campaign, and it's four S's. Stop spending mm-hmm. on stupid stuff. And this is where we are spending on stupid stuff, and we should just stop that.
The Lake Havasu Unified School District recently passed a policy where they will be able to accept ESA funds from students who are educated outside the district.
They'll
be able to use the facilities from our district. How do you feel about that, districts getting ESA money?
Well, I'm not familiar with what you're talking about,
okay.
But you're talking about a public school district being able to access ESA money.
Just recent, yes.
Interesting. You'd have to tell me, is there more you can tell me about that? What is this for?
Only if the school board president's listening, he could probably call in.
Yeah.
But again, our number, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687.
Yeah.
That's all I know about the vote.
Okay.
So.
I've not heard this.
Okay.
You know,
maybe Tracy could research it.
Maybe Tracy could research
it. Right.
If it's legal, if it complies with the program, then that's all good.
He has his own researchers here, folks. So there you have it. What do you see as the biggest challenges facing the treasurer's office in Arizona today?
Well, we just talked about two of them. So
okay.
How we're investing that endowment fund is at the top of the list. And eliminating this wasteful government spending is the second thing. Those are the two things. I will add, you know, we've got some challenging times in the economy, so we need to have a good person stewarding our way through that. And the last thing I'd say is our treasurer, I want to use the treasurer's office to create jobs.
Okay.
I want to use my background in this office to attract good companies and good jobs to our state in a sustainable way. You know, I know here in La Paz County, unemployment is high. It's certainly higher than the state average. It's trending higher. You know, we want to provide all Arizonans, no matter where they are, more opportunities to have a great job and a better place in life. And I think I can help do that, too.
Okay. And how would you describe your vision for the office if elected? What's the first thing you would do first day?
The first thing I would do the first day are the two things we talked about. Now, one is start working with the legislators and the governor to fix how we're investing this endowment fund. And the second is we need to root out some of this waste, and let's get to work on that.
What about the staffing? From what I understand, there's a pretty good staff of investment professionals. That's from what I understand.
Yeah.
Is that something you would change?
Or go one at a time? Yeah. My experience is I've run several different businesses. Often we've bought businesses, and you know, your first day on the job, you're getting to know people and you want to understand who they are and how they work, and I do not have plans to change any positions day one. From what I can tell, things are running okay there, and let's get to know them, and let's roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Wow, that's interesting, coming from a Democrat, because it's a Republican in office right now, right?
Well, like I said, I think there's certain things that are going well, and there's other things we need to change.
Okay. We have a little 4th of July mix going on. People that listen to the show know that music is kind of a big part around Speak Out. And anyway, this is a little James Brown, Living in America.
Great.
That work for you?
That works for me.
All right. What are your plans for the America 250 celebration?
I am headed to Flagstaff. They
have
a huge parade up there. Are you familiar with it?
No.
Okay. You want to walk in the parade with us?
I don't know if that's a good idea.
Don't know if that's a good idea,
no,
yeah.
Because okay. I don't walk real well anymore. Not long distances anyway.
I'll be in Flagstaff for the parade, and then we've got some things after that.
I'm waiting on Medicare to get my knees fixed, let's put it that way.
Okay.
It's not a long wait, trust me.
Is that right? Okay.
You think it's a long wait?
I would think so.
No.
Not at all. Well, I'm glad to hear that for your sake.
3 years.
Oh.
It's not too bad.
That is a long way.
Not as long as you thought, though, huh?
I had no idea.
Okay.
When you said not a long week, I was thinking months.
No. Anyway, back on the subject of America 250. So they have a parade.
Yeah.
Is there a special fireworks show?
I don't know the answer to that.
I don't know Flagstaff that well.
I don't know the Flagstaff. After the parade, I'm not sure what happens.
I know one thing's for certain. Is Flagstaff will be much cooler than Laughlin, Bullhead, and Havasu.
I was talking to somebody from Flagstaff today, and they told me it was 80 degrees today.
Oh, really? That's their high?
Well, that's today. I don't know if it's going to be the high or what it is currently.
I think they're going to be getting some storms, too, later in the week. So, anyway, Nick Mansour, my guest. He's a Democrat for Arizona State Treasurer. I know there's folks out there with questions. Either call or text. Text us at 928-727-5566 or call in at 928-854-5687. And make this talk radio, not just listen radio, right?
Right. That's
talk
right.
Radio.
Let's talk.
Yeah, let's talk.
Call
Come
in.
On,
I'll answer your questions.
All right. Speak Out will continue in a moment. Stay with us. Little Tom Petty, American Girl, meets with Nick Mansour's Satisfaction.
I love that song. Great song. Yes.
I like that song, too. It reminds me of Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think it's in the beginning of the movie, possibly.
Okay.
It's in the movie, for
okay.
sure.
Okay. It was also in Silence of the Lambs.
Oh.
Probably don't want to remind you of that.
I don't remember that.
It's in there. Yeah.
Oh, right.
When she's driving. Yeah, that's right.
When the girl gets kidnapped.
That's right.
Right. Good call.
Good memory.
Wow. On you.
Well, you remembered it after.
I'm a big movie file.
Are you? Okay.
Oh, huge. Speak Out, broadcasting live from the Speak Out kitchen with no sink. Don't see a sink in here, do you?
I do not see a sink.
See a fridge.
I do see a fridge.
And little vittles and stuff over there. It's getting kind of thin. There's a little toy sink up there, but that's a whole nother story. And then Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. That's the big one in Bullhead City. And from the mind of Dallas Finch comes Booby Falls Restaurant and Rodeo. Great pizza, sandwiches, and salads. Home to the Booby Dropper on Main Street in Lake Havasu City. And check out the Speak Out archive when we're done at KNTRTalk.com. And you can go to the Speak Out tab. And there's a new one called Scheduled Candidates. I need to update that, by the way. It's an up-to-date, sort of, schedule of who is scheduled in June. And there are open slots this month also for July for political candidates. We want people to know who's going to be on.
Right.
And
good.
And the challengers can look and say, hey, I'm not scheduled.
So let me get on there,
right?
Too.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys have been booked for, I don't know, a couple of months.
Thank you for having us back here. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's great to be back and have a suit.
And I have a prediction that you'll make it through the primary.
I've been telling people there's no other primary opponent.
Right.
And if I don't make it through the primary, it's a sign from God I should stop doing this. So.
Or some sort of, what would you call it, a crisis.
Well, it's not good.
Scandal. That's the word I was looking for.
Okay.
We don't want that.
No.
Somebody is saluting our salute to Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, there you go.
They say, Aloha, Mr. Hand.
Nice.
That's how good our listeners
that.
Are, right?
Yeah.
You remember
yeah.
Mr. Hand.
I
right?
remember Mr. Hand.
So there was a comedian who was the pizza guy, right? Remember
okay.
the pizza guy? He was a
Vaguely.
Famous comedian, and he was in a movie with Tom Hanks and Sally Field about stand-up. And,
okay,
and he died recently.
Movie.
His name was Taylor Negron.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Famous comedian, though.
You that got was, me on that one.
Yeah, that was, yeah. I was kind of sad when Taylor died because I was the only person who knew who he was. So anyway, let's get back to, we'll talk about fiscal management and investment strategy.
Yes.
That should hold the listeners, right?
Yes, right.
You
right.
think?
Right.
What is your philosophy, Nick? And we're talking to Nick Mansour, by the way. He's the Democrat running for Arizona State Treasurer. What's your philosophy on managing the state's investments and cash flow?
Yeah.
How does state trust land fit into all that, too?
Yeah.
A lot of people
okay.
around here especially want to know that.
About the state trust lands.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so there's you have to break it into two pools, right? And roughly $20 billion, a little more than that, is to manage the daily cash flow of our state. And that money you want to put in very, very safe, very secure investments, very liquid investments. You're not looking to necessarily maximize returns there. You're looking for liquidity and safety. That's my philosophy on that. On the other side, you have the endowment fund. And the endowment fund today, we invest in stock index funds and bonds, and that's the appropriate place to be investing those. I would change the allocation between the two. And to get to your third question,
back up. How do you change the allocation between the two, between the state trust land and the endowment fund?
No. Within the endowment fund, we're investing in bonds and we're investing in index funds.
Okay.
And I would like to change that mix a little bit in between the two. A little less on bonds, a little more on index funds.
Okay.
And the way this all plays
is
in...
Is that a more aggressive strategy then?
I would say that's a wiser strategy for
okay.
what we're doing. This fund is for the benefit primarily of education, primarily of K-12 education. It goes to traditional public schools. It goes to charter schools. It goes to the ESA program. And it's essentially meant for kids. So we should have a very, very long-term horizon on this. In fact, we are investing this for perpetuity, for
okay.
forever. So we want to be investing this wisely, knowing that that's what our horizon is. And we could do a little better job of taking a longer-term perspective in how we're investing this fund.
So Tracy did a little research
yes.
Off the air during the break about the Lake Havasu School Board's
yes.
Decision to accept ESA funds. Can you clarify that for us, what she found
yes,
out?
Yes, yeah. So what she found out is that the local school board has entered into the program so that kids who are homeschooled or at schools that don't have sports programs can participate through the public school and pay the public school a little bit for that. And there are other, and I am familiar with that, and that is what there are other
okay.
schools doing this, and that's a great idea.
So you're okay with that
I'm
as
totally
far as
okay
the ESA
that.
Funds
yeah.
are?
Because
the party line, I mean, let's be honest, the Democrat Party line is not pro-ESA, correct?
I wouldn't say that. Well, first
no?
of all, I should say this.
That's how I understand it.
I support ESAs. I'm against the waste. I want to eliminate the waste. I think there's a lot of Democrats who understand that this is an important program and that there's support for it. And but I do think, you know, people want to get rid of the waste.
So
and accountability would be another issue where people might weigh in, and I would weigh in.
Matt Birnbaum from the Goldwater Institute,
yeah,
he says the waste is less than 2%, whereas Channel 12 in Phoenix says the waste is over 20%. Who's right?
Yeah, well, there are two people that say the waste could be quite high, right? Channel 12, as you noted, but also our state auditor. And I do understand that there's hope, there may be an investigation of it, and so we'll find the real answer. But whether it's 2% or 20%, it's too much. I mean, we're talking about essentially a $1 billion program. So even 2% is $20 million of waste.
Okay. Let's talk about transparency.
But I do want to get back to one other thing you talked about, too.
Go ahead.
You asked about how the Permanent Land Endowment Trust Fund plays into all this.
Yes.
We became a state. The federal government gave our state nearly 11 million acres for the benefit of education. And we, over our 100-plus year
the
history
now... The
proceeds
of which, right?
The proceeds of which, yeah.
Yes.
And over our 100-plus years now, we have sold a little less than 2 million acres. So we still own 9 million acres. And the proceeds from the sales of that 2 million acres is what makes up the endowment fund. We continue to sell a little bit every year, as the market may warrant, and that ends up going into the endowment fund. And I do think there are some opportunities to manage that better as well. And by that I mean the Permanent Land Endowment Trust Fund. The treasurer does have a role there, but not the primary role.
Okay. I want to talk about transparency, but yeah. I also want to invite callers to call in or text in, and not just famous movie quotes, right? Like, aloha, I'm Mr. Hand. 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. If you have a question for Nick Mansour, he's the Democrat running for Arizona State Treasurer. I'm kind of proud of this one. We don't get a lot of Democrats on the program.
Is that right?
Yeah, and, you know,
okay.
I think all sides should be heard. You know, just like common ground, all sides should be heard.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can't just live in a bubble where one you're getting information from one side.
Well, one of the reasons I'm doing this is I do believe we need to elect people who are going to bring our community together. You know,
okay.
We are coming apart at the seams, if you ask me. I remember how things were back when I was growing up as a kid. They're different now, and we need to begin to get back on the same page and working with each other to solve our problems.
Well, I told you I'm a native Nevadan.
Yes.
And when I was growing up, when I became of age to vote when I was 18, I voted for Reagan, but I voted for who I felt was the best candidate
right.
at that time. In Vegas or in Nevada politics, you pretty much only had Democrats to choose from. But we voted for who we thought was the best candidate for that, you know, at that
right.
time.
It,
you vote for the person, not the party.
That's right.
So that, and Paul Laxalt, perfect example. He was a Republican senator from a Democrat state. So
okay.
Let's go ahead and take a phone call. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hey guys, Ron Gould.
Hey Ron Gould.
Mojave County Supervisor and Arizona Republican Party Treasurer.
Yes, sir.
Homeschoolers do not have to pay to play sports at public schools because there's a difference. ESA students are not homeschoolers. They're ESA students.
Okay.
I just thought I would clarify that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
And a lot of the things, the treasurer has nothing to do with ESA funds. He can say he's going to work with the legislature to change something, but that isn't any different than if I work with the legislature to change things. So it's just an idle campaign promise.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, I would
have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Ron. Ron also, in full transparency, is a regular on this show.
Okay, well, that's great.
With a monthly show.
That's great. I would disagree. You know, the ESA program is managed by the Superintendent of Public Instruction, Tom Horn, and also managed by the Treasurer, Kimberly Yee. And there are things the Treasurer can do to impact the waste in that program, and that's what I intend to do.
Ron, are you still on?
Yeah, I thought you hung up on me.
No, I haven't hung up at all.
Unless the legislature gives those people authority to do anything, they currently have no authority, and that's the problem. The reason that the legislature doesn't go back in and fix those things is because if they do, they're going to end up having to run that stuff back through the governor, and the governor's going to veto it or attempt to gut it, because Democrats don't support education choice. That's just what it boils down to. You've taken a flawed NBC report that they've spun on ESAs and try to turn it into your campaign focus. And it's just pitiful that you're so afraid of competition in education that you're willing to get a program that works well.
So, Ron, the way I understand it is Nick supports ESAs, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, look, I've never met Ron. This is the first time we're talking. I support ESAs.
Uh-huh.
When it comes to education, I want good education. And I want it all of the above in good education. I want good public schools. I want good charter schools.
Right.
I want good private schools. And I want good homeschooling. All of the above.
Okay, Ron?
I realize that you're going to say that in an election, but in reality, if you talk to your members of the legislature, that's not where they are.
I see. So I would ask, Nick, how would you deal with a legislator that's combative on that issue of ESAs? If you're for them, I mean, obviously you are, and you're touting the 520 program. Is that
the 529 program?
Yeah, the 529.
I mean, that's totally different.
You're touting
yes.
that as well. I'm not sure where the Democrats are on that.
Sure.
But
I think everybody's behind 529 programs. I've never heard of any substantial disagreement on that.
Yeah, all right.
That's a great program, and the Treasurer does promote that. And, you know, look, you work with legislatures where you can, and some of them you'll be able to convince, and some of them you won't. And you're going to figure out who's who and who you can work with and who you
right.
can't. That's just the way it works.
Ron, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Are we good?
I can get off the line, though.
Okay. Thanks. He's got a job to do. Ron's in air conditioning.
You got six empty campaign promises to make, too. So have a great day.
Ron's a HVAC professional.
Look, he's probably a great guy. I've never met him before. For him to talk for me is just, you know, obviously he's never met me.
Right.
And you know where I stand on these things. And he may think the Treasurer can't do more, and we're going to have to disagree on that, and that's the end of that.
I think we answered this question already, but it comes from the text line, 928-727-5566, if you want to submit your text. How much does the state make from the lease of state trust land, and where do the funds go?
Yeah, so the Common Sense Institute put out a report, back in November, I think, of last year, and the number in there was $51 million. So out of the 9 million acres, we make about $51 million a year. And that goes to the general fund for the specific purpose of being spent on education. But this goes back to my point. Out of 9 million acres, we're making $51 million. Out of the $10 billion fund, it's hundreds of millions of dollars every year that's funding education. So, you know, it's a much more important resource for us. But they work hand in hand.
So we're getting interactive here, aren't we?
We are.
On Speak Out.
Yeah, this is great.
Got a phone call. We got a couple texts. And we got Charlie Daniels. How can you go wrong, right?
All right.
All right. In America, Charlie Daniels Band, 928-854-5687. If you want to be like Ron and call in, 928-854-KNTR, or you can text us. Again, 928-727-5566. I'm Paul Lavoie with Nick Mansour, Democrat candidate for Arizona State Treasurer. We'll be right back on Speak Out.
From the Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home.
No, it's not a rewind into the Sean Hannity show. That used to be his theme music.
Oh, really?
With Martina McBride, Independence Day, years and years ago. Yeah, he's just Florida Georgia Line now, I believe. So, anyway, Speak Out brought to you in part by, it's just weird to hear that. I just kind of landed on it and thought, yeah, I like Martina, why not, right? And it's Independence Day and 4th of July coming up.
Yeah.
Springberg Wealth Management, one of our oldest sponsors on Speak Out, or long time, I should say. Also by the Chair, Laughlin Ranch. Also brought to you by Mojave College, Shooter's Outpost, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, Legacy Rehab and Care, and by A&B Propane, online at abpropaneac.com. Don't forget about tomorrow night's Primary Candidates Forum. Yes, it is doors open at 5, and you'll be able to meet the candidates on the concourse there. And they'll each have tables. And you can do the meet and greet, handshake, selfies, whatever you want to do. But 5:30 starts the forum, and it's live right here on 106.75 and 3, Voice of the Free, and streaming at kntrtalk.com. Candidates for mayor, city council here in Lake Havasu City, and Legislative District 30, and I believe a couple of Superior Court judge candidates will be there. But they're more in a speaking capacity. And it's like a 2-minute, 3-minute type stump speech. They won't actually be at the table debating judge stuff. I'm not sure on that one, but I do know those other three candidates or offices will be up there talking about the issues quite a bit. So
as judges.
I'm one of the question askers, we call ourselves.
Yeah.
And then there's a moderator as well from the Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. And, of course, our other question asker is from the Today's News Herald. That would be Brandon Bowers. So, all right. And don't forget, folks, buy local or it is buy local. I'm sure you're down with that, right?
I'm down with buy local, for sure.
Shop local?
Shop local.
Do they do that in – are you from Tucson then?
I grew up in Tucson. I live in Phoenix now.
What? Okay, what are the differences between the two? I'm just kind of being casual here. Well, there's a big rivalry between Tucson.
Well, I grew up in Tucson, right? And so I'm a huge Wildcat fan. And I may have gone to Stanford, but I'm still a Wildcat.
Really?
Fan. Oh yeah, yeah. And,
that's an oxymoron. A juxtaposition, at least.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you know, you grow up 18 years someplace. I've never.
That would be like me going to San Diego State and growing up in Las Vegas. Come on, really?
Well, I, you know, what can I say? Look, I grew up 18 years there. I rooted for the same team. I'm still rooting for that team.
I'm just giving
you. I know you are. Don't get me wrong. I root for Stanford, too, but U of A's got my heart.
So in basketball season, you're on the fan wagon. Is that it?
Oh, I'm on the bandwagon. Big time. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And, well, football season, too. Yeah.
Basketball, you got a lot to be proud of.
Yeah.
Very, very, very good basketball team. So.
Sure.
That's
great year this year. Great football season, though, too. So.
Oh, very true.
Year. Yeah.
Let's talk about ethics and transparency within the treasurer's office. How would you handle a potential conflict of interest if one arose in your role as state treasurer? And do you foresee any
I mean,
conflict?
Look, I see being transparent is very important in this role, as it is in any elected official's role. And I can't foresee any conflict of interest, but, you know, the right thing to do is to remove yourself from the decision if there is a conflict of interest, but I don't foresee that happening.
What specific steps would you take to uphold strong ethical standards while you're in office and with that department, with the treasurer's office?
Well, I think, look, on one level, there's personal disclosure about my financial situation and things like that, which, of course, I'm required to do as a candidate anyways. You know, I'll give you an example today, and, you know, I don't know that we want to keep hitting on the waste in the ESA program, but, you know, there's been an outstanding Freedom of Information request for a long time, and it seems to me that our current treasurer's office is slow playing this. And you
on
know,
a
that,
FOIA that, on a FOIA request,
yeah, and that,
really?
That is not what I would intend to do. And I mean, there's
I'm not familiar.
Well, they're going to trial over this. They've spent I think $120,000 or something fighting it. You know. It's our right to know what's in there and release the information.
So one example of ethics and transparency would be the AZ-529 program.
Okay.
Now, Kimberly Yee is running for superintendent.
Yes.
But she's on television as state treasurer.
Yes.
Using state funds to talk about AZ-529.
Yes.
Do you see that as a conflict?
Well, look, that money's to promote the program. And we want to promote that program, and I think she's done a good job of promoting that program.
But does she have to put her face on TV?
I don't think
do
you
that.
Need to put your face on everything to do that. So, and I, to be honest with you, I'm not watching her ads for the 529 program, so I can't comment specifically on what she's doing or how often. But if it really looks like she's promoting herself, then I'd say that's not the right thing to do. But I don't know if that's the case.
So, family-wise, do you have kids?
I have 4 kids. Yeah.
And ages?
My kids are all adults.
That's the good answer right
19
there.
19 to almost 27.
Oh,
now.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're all out of the house.
Any of them go to Stanford?
One of them is going to
Stanford. Are you kidding me? Really? Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, he's the one that did the work.
I was kind of being a smarty pants on that. So,
I've never gotten that question, but yes.
Okay.
Not on a show like this. Yeah.
Oh, really?
But yeah, we're proud of all of them. Our kids are doing great, and this is what I would say one of the reasons why I'm so focused on education. I have kids. Mm-hmm. I'm the only candidate in this race with kids. And one of the most important things any parent can do is choose the right educational choice for their kid. And, you know, as I said before, we want good education. We want good education. If it's a public school, a charter school, a private school, or homeschool, And that's what I'm trying to do.
So I asked this of the other candidates, too.
Yeah.
In, especially in relation with the governor's office. If a,
yes.
If a different party is in office, let's say Andy
yes.
Biggs
yes.
or David Swikert
yes.
wins the gubernatorial
yes.
race, how would you describe your experience in working with other government officials from different parties and agencies to achieve common goals? So how would the treasurer's office being run by a Democrat if you win?
Yeah.
And how would you get along with the governor's office if it's a Democrat? I mean, a Republican, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We already have a
yeah.
Democrat.
Look, I think you've got to work with whoever's in office, and you've got to try to work with them where you can and find common ground. And that's what I would intend to do. And many of the things, actually, I would say everything that I'm running on, okay, which is improving our education, increasing funding for education without raising taxes, eliminating wasteful government spending, and creating jobs. All of those, I think, are nonpartisan issues. And I'm sure that in each of those, there are areas that I can get together with reasonable people. And that's how I will intend to approach it. And that's how I'm going to approach it if it's Katie Hobbs, too. It doesn't matter to me. I have ideas about what we need to do, and I'm going to work with anybody to try to get those enacted.
Do you have experience in that type of situation?
Well, I mean, Arizona College does have, is a regulated school, just like University of Arizona or Arizona State is. And so there are times that you're working with there's an Arizona governing board that you have to work with. There's the U.S. Department of Education that we've had to work with. So, yes, I have some experience in that.
Okay. So if elected, what are your top three, you could say top three, top five, whichever you want to call it, long-term goals for the treasurer's office?
Yeah, my top three are to create jobs, create good jobs. Look, we need to provide opportunities for all Arizonans.
Hold up a second. Yep. How do you create jobs from the treasurer's office?
I want to use this office and my background to work with other agencies around the state to attract good companies and good jobs to this state.
Okay, so better investments for those companies in Arizona?
Attract those companies,
okay.
The right companies, and we'll use incentives, et cetera, to do that.
I see.
Number two, I want to improve our education. I want to improve funding for it without raising taxes. And the primary way to do that is through this endowment fund. And number three, eliminate waste. And, you know, the ESA program is an example of that, but we want to be eliminating government waste, fraud, and abuse. Those are my top three priorities.
Okay. We have about 2 minutes left. Is
yep.
there anything else you'd like to share with your fellow Arizonans before we wrap this up?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to your last question. And what you should know is, which is how am I going to work with people? We're getting all over the state. We have over 100 business leaders who've endorsed our campaign.
Really?
Yeah. These are people all across the political spectrum. Republicans, independents, Democrats. We have a lot of support from everyone. The Arizona Bankers Association is supporting my candidacy. So we're running a very good campaign. We've got a lot of support from a broad spectrum of people. And at the end of the day, this is about making Arizona the best place to live, work, and raise a family. And we're going to focus on education, eliminating waste, creating jobs, mm-hmm. and trying to bring our community back together again. And I really appreciate you having me on the show today.
Oh, absolutely. Will you come back for before the general?
I'm happy to come back anytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I look forward to it.
All right. Perfect. Again, I still say you're a unicorn today in Mojave County.
I don't think that's true, but I appreciate
what,
it.
Folks, I have to share this. I got a call yesterday. We were going to do this in person, and then we were going to do it by phone. And then Tracy calls me yesterday and says, we're going to come in person. Is that a problem? I'm like, oh, it's actually better.
Yeah.
And I got to salute you for showing up in person, because you have an event halfway across the state sometime tonight, don't you?
I do. But I didn't say this. My grandfather moved here in the early 1900s. He moved to a rural community. What's happening outside of Phoenix and Tucson has been very important to me. We are working all over the state. And like I said, happy to come back. And I appreciate you having me on the show.
Who does all the driving?
Tracy.
Really? Wow.
Tracy does the driving.
You trust you? Never mind. I'm not even
She's
going.
She's a better there. Driver than I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. Nick Mansour, our guest. He's the Democrat for Arizona State Treasurer. And good luck, sir, in the primary.
Thank you. Thank you, Paul. Good luck in the general,
that,
too.
I had to throw that out there. Well, we'll see what happens. I need to have you and your opponent, whoever that's going to be, whoever survives the Republican primary, right?
Fair enough.
All right,
yeah.
Perfect.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate your
Thank
time.
Thank you, sir. We're going to take a short break. I'll come back with a final shot after this. All right, so we've got a little encore here from Nick Mansoor. There's one more point you wanted to get in.
Yeah, I do have two competitors running, and Catherine Haley and Elijah Norton. You mentioned them briefly earlier.
I don't ever mention them by name. I never know the protocol.
Oh, should
that.
I not have done that?
I don't know. You're not a politician.
You know, I'm not a politician, right? I think they both have points about each other. And, you know, I think Catherine would say that the question about Elijah Norton is, can you trust him? And, you know, his business record is checkered with lots of customer complaints, lots of litigation with customers, claims of robocalling. So there's a lot there. And, you know, he doesn't have even Republicans endorsing him.
Okay.
And Elijah would say about Catherine, she has zero experience. And I mean zero. That's the choice.
So
and
you're
then there's me.
Somewhere in
there's, then there. No, I've people trust me. I've got 100
okay.
business.
I got 10 seconds.
Me, and I know what I'm doing. Thanks
Perfect.
A lot.
Folks, we'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
All right.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.